Senate Bill 229, an act to provide direction to the South Dakota Investment Council in the investment of the net proceeds derived from the sale of state cement enterprises, and to declare an emergency.
Senate Bill 229 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator McCracken.
Senate Bill 229 is brought to you today on behalf of the South Dakota Investment Council. During the special session this past December, the legislature ratified the sale of the cement enterprises to GCC. The legislature also passed a joint resolution that will be voted on in the special election on April 10 of this year. That resolution proposes new language that, among other things, will create a new trust fund into which shall be deposited the net proceeds of the sale. In addition to putting the proceeds into the trust fund, it directs the investment of those proceeds as follows. The South Dakota Investment Council or its successor shall invest the trust fund in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other instruments as provided by law. And that is the primary purpose of Senate Bill 229, to provide the statutory direction of the South Dakota Investment Council. Section 1 has effect only if the voters approve the proposed constitutional amendment on April 10. Section 2 talks about, it essentially treats the net proceeds from the sale of the state cement enterprises in the same manner as the state retirement system funds, state employee deferred compensation funds, and the same as the permanent school trust fund under Senate Bill 93, which we passed the Senate on a 32-0 vote. Section 3 reiterates that items regarding the investment council. Section 4 is boilerplate emergency clause language, and the need of this is dictated by the legislature to maximize the investment earnings on the sale so that the investment council has clear statutory direction as to the investment of those funds as soon as possible. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I urge you to vote yes on Senate Bill 229. It is very important for the South Dakota State Investment Council.
Further remarks? Senator Ketzel.
Madam President, I have a question of Senator McCracken.
State your question.
Senator McCracken, could you please tell me how much money it is that will be deposited into the trust fund?
Senator McCracken, do you choose to respond?
If I heard the question correctly, it was how much money do we deposit in what fund, Senator Ketzel?
Senator Ketzel.
Madam President, how much money will be deposited into this trust fund that you're establishing?
We're depositing the sale of that is the $230 million, excuse me, approximately.
Thank you, Madam
Senator,
President.
Anything else, Senator Ketzel? Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 229. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. Reminding the body, this does require a two-thirds vote for passage. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangy?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
No.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre? Sorry. Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 32, nays 2, excused 1.
Senate Bill 229 has received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed.